It's time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, I keep hearing about how diet soda is bad for you. This is troubling since I drink lots of this stuff because it has zero calories. So is diet soda really bad? And if so, why?"
Well, the most accurate we can offer to the first question is maybe. As for why, we don't really know.
To elaborate, a few studies have found links between sweetened beverages, including fruit drinks and regular and diet soda, and depression. For example, one study by researchers at the National Institutes of Health looked at survey data from more than 260,000 people. Those who drank at least 4 cans of regular soda per day were 30% more likely to have been diagnosed with depression. People who drank diet soda were even more prone to depression, at 31%. And people who drank 4 or more cans of fruit drinks were the most vulnerable, being 51% more likely to be diagnosed with depression.
To be clear, the study found an association, not necessarily a causal link. In other words, it's not clear that drinking diet soda actually causes depression.
But it's also possible that something in sweetened drinks does in fact cause or at least raise the risk for depression. More research will help sort that out.
So it seems reasonable to conclude that if you have a family history of depression, it may not be a bad idea to lay off sweetened drinks. Even if studies have not proven that they trigger depression, there does seem to be a link.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.